Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. We've been working through the first letter to Timothy written by the Apostle Paul. Written to encourage and motivate Timothy to do a good work in the churches in Ephesus. One of the roles that Timothy was given was a very important role. It was to appoint leaders within the church. And, of course, appointing a leader is a very, very important task. It's very much the case that once you've installed a leader, that you need to exercise a lot of wisdom and support, because having gone through the process of bringing someone into leadership, it will be very, very tricky and difficult to get someone out of that role, if it was necessary. And so I believe that 1 Timothy 3 is written to just give those pointers as to the suitability of people to move into leadership. Now, Paul goes through a number of issues, and he is talking about different types of leadership, not levels, not in the sense that one is more important than the other, but different types. An elder is overseeing the church and is responsible essentially for its spiritual well-being, whereas a deacon, generally speaking, is responsible for the practical matters within the church, always with a caring and sensitive heart to people, but looking after the administration and the good order and good running of things. Well, what are these qualifications? What are these attributes that are highlighted? Well, first of all, it's clearly highlighted that someone who has good character and who is faithful in their marriage. This is considered a very, very important area. Marriage, and in fact it's also true to the deacons as well, but just to underline, faithfulness in marriage is a very, very important quality. Marriage has really been described as the anvil in which our Christian life is sort of hammered out and produced. It's the closest, it's the most intimate of all relationships. And therefore, if in the married situation things are going wrong, you can be confident that such a person in charge of a church is going to actually see a lot of problems as well. So marriage is key. Temperate, self-controlled. A leader must exercise self-control. If a leader is ruled by their emotions, this will again be very disruptive to the church. There will be highs and lows. And that's not helpful when you're seeking to move God's people in the direction that he's calling them to take. It's very important that someone is level-headed. Doesn't mean they have no display of emotion, but they're certainly not ruled by their emotions. An elder is required to be hospitable, someone who is open to receiving others, blessing them in the home, as well as somebody able to teach. And this is a very, very important quality. You must be able to share the faith and instruct others in it. Not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. All of these things are important. And with the deacons too, holding the deep truths of the faith. Wow, that's a very big phrase to explore. It's important that these qualities are there. Paul says, I'm going to write to you. If I can't come to you soon, I'm certainly going to write to you. The church of God is the household of God. It's the pillar and foundation of truth, proclaiming Jesus, who came in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up into glory. All of this is to make a strong church for our Saviour Jesus. We must pause, and after this a time of worship, Patrick, my good friend, will join me to reflect on 1 Timothy chapter 3.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at 1 Timothy chapter 3. Quite interesting as we look at this, Richard, because the conditions that Paul lays out for church overseers and deacons are quite strict, aren't they? The person has to be above reproach.
Well, yes, I think the challenge is that we are presenting a gospel that says that in Christ we're different, and therefore we must be led by people who demonstrate that. If people leading us are no different to the world, why should anyone see any credibility in us?
I suppose the fact that these qualities are emphasised indicates that, you know, in the church there are people who don't fulfil those kind of qualities. There are people who are quarrelsome and, you know, inhospitable and all the sort of negative side of things.
Well, sadly, yes. I think that the body of Christ is made up of many different types and personalities, and the adjustments that some have to make when they come to Christ can be massive if they've come out of a world where they had no Bible teaching, no instruction, no parents to model the faith. And then, of course, you have those who have been brought up within a Christian atmosphere And it's very different to pass to them.
Mm. And the measure that Paul uses here is how a person has managed their own household. If they can't manage their own household, then how can they manage the life of the church? Is that a sensible measure, would you say?
I believe so. I think it is a crucial understanding of how marriage is so vital within a Christian community. Now, I know that we're seeing more and more divorce and breakup of marriages within the Christian world, as one saw in the early days, as it were, of the 1950s on, in the world itself. But marriage is crucial. It is the absolutely solid picture of Christ loving the church and the church being obedient to Christ.
Would you say that Christian marriages in particular are especially vulnerable?
Well, I think that it is without doubt an area that the enemy will attack. I did hear a story, quite a remarkable story, of some people who were knocking on doors of homes in a certain area, and two people came to the door, and they quite unashamedly said, "We are Satanists."
Mm.
And a conversation ensued, and they said, "We are praying for the breakup of Christian marriages."
Mm.
That I believe was a genuine example, and certainly an illustration of the enemy attacking marriage.
Yeah. The final part of this chapter, chapter 3, if we look at sort of verse 14, 15, 16 to the end, seems to place quite a high emphasis on the church. He calls it, you know, God's household, the pillar and foundation of the truth. And this is the church. Is that how the church is today, would you say? Because that's come across as quite important, doesn't it?
Well, certainly. It's certainly how the church should be.
Mm.
And the standard is high. And Paul is saying, if you think I'm being fussy about what I'm requiring of leaders, elders, deacons, well, just understand that it's because the church is God's illustration to the world of his love. And therefore, we've got to get it right.
Interesting. Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at 1 Timothy in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk. Thank you.